Welcome and hello everyone. My name is Gordon Feener and I am an attorney located in Boston, Massachusetts. During the course of this informational segment, I'd like to focus on the two-year statute of limitations as it may relate to homeowner insurance matters. This segment is in a series of segments concerning the Massachusetts homeowner insurance policy. Before I begin discussing the subject matter of this informational segment, I'd like to briefly summarize my background. I have been in business as an attorney for more than 28 years, providing legal services with a concentration in homeowner and property-related insurance claims. Prior to starting this office, I worked for approximately 20 years in the insurance industry. This segment will focus on the statute of limitations, which is applicable to homeowner and property-related insurance claims. In general terms, a statute of limitations is a law that sets the maximum time the parties have to initiate legal proceedings from the date of an occurrence. Generally, in Massachusetts, the statute of limitations for breach of non-insurance contracts is 6 years. However, in the case of property insurance and homeowner insurance, the statute of limitations for claims arising out of the homeowner insurance policy is only 2 years. The law on this issue is contained within Massachusetts Law, Chapter 175, Section 99. The significance of this is that generally, after 2 years, after you suffer a loss on your homeowner property, you lose the right to sue the homeowner insurance company if they have breached the contract. As with many laws, there is an exception with respect to homeowner insurance claims. The exception is where the parties have filed for reference and the reference panel is in place prior to the two-year anniversary. Generally, the mere fact that an insured may have demanded reference may not be sufficient to protect the homeowner against the two-year statute of limitations. Generally, if the insurance company or the insurance adjuster tells you, the homeowner, not to worry about the two-year statute of limitation, that alone may not be sufficient to protect you against the two-year statute of limitations. The same is true if they send you an email or text message. If you are coming close to the two-year statute of limitations of your home or property loss, you should consult with an attorney to advise you on your legal rights and offer you alternatives to protect those rights. If you have suffered a loss and need assistance with your homeowner insurance claim, do not hesitate to contact the Law Office of Feener & Worley. Hopefully, this segment has given you sufficient information and direction in order to further educate yourself on the issue of the statute of limitation that applies to homeowner and property insurance policies. The information contained in this informational segment should not be considered as legal advice. We offer a brief free telephone consultation concerning homeowner insurance claims. We also offer flexible fee arrangements, including contingent fee, hourly fee, and a combination of both reduced contingent with a reduced hourly fee provision. For additional information, you may wish to visit our website at www.attorneyfeener.com or www.homeownerclaims.com. In conclusion, I would like to thank you for listening to this segment and remind you that this informational segment can be considered to be advertising under the ethical rules. Any selection of an attorney should be a careful and thoughtful decision. Again, thank you for listening to the segment and have a good day.